What's up, Hyperfast Nation? On this episode of the show, I am going to show you a three-step process that I used in my first year of real estate to sell over $22 million in volume. This process will work for new agents looking to start in any market, or experienced agents or team leaders even that want to break into a new market or just increase their sales. Stand by for the next episode of the Hyperfast Show. All right, welcome to the show. Today I'm excited to share my STP process. This is the framework that helped me sell over $22 million in real estate in my first year in the business. It was a marketing process that I actually learned when I was getting my MBA, and I applied it to real estate, right? And I, you know, kind of surprised that you still to this day don't see a lot of real estate programs that teach frameworks like this. And, you know, it's something I wrote about in my book, The Hyperlocal Hyperfast Real Estate Agent Book. You can get that on Amazon. It's available on Kindle, paperback, or Audible. It's been a bestseller for years. You can also get the companion guide. That's only in paperback, but it's a companion guide workbook that I wrote to kind of go along with it. So read the book, do the companion guide. By the way, I also give the book away for free if you go to hyperfastfreebook.com. But today I'm going to give away the basic strategy that I used. And this is exactly what I did to get, you know, 22 million plus in sales. All right, so STP, segmentation, targeting, and positioning. Simple three-step process, right? Segmentation. How are you going to divide up your market, right? If your market is a pie, how are you going to cut those pieces up, right? A lot of ways to do this. Most people start off just by trying to go after their sphere of influence, right? So they're basically dividing the market up into people they know versus this greater group that they don't know, and they're just focused on the people they know. I think that is a great pillar, right? Everyone should potentially, depending on your situation, start off marketing to your sphere of influence. However, I don't think that should be the only leg of your business, all right? For me, I did not focus on my sphere of influence. I did a geographic segmentation of the market, right? That's the other common way to segment the market is geography, right? And that can, you know, be big pieces, big slices, narrow slices, right? There's more than just that, though. Those are the two most common, the two that people know. Your market segmentation could be by jobs, right? You could go after, all of the doctors if you had those relationships, or all of the accountants, or all of the lawyers, right? It could be by lifestyle. You could be the real estate agent for golfers, for boaters. It could be a prospecting technique too, right? Like you could say, I'm going to hammer expireds my first year. And I know people that did that and had amazing first years. So lots of different ways to segment the market, all right? The next phase, right? So let's just say you've brainstormed, you've come up with like 5, 6, 7, 8 different ways to break up your market. Great. Now we have to look at those different ways that you broke it up and then pick a target, right? Which one are you going to target? All right, for targeting, you want your market segment to be big enough that if you got some market share in it, it would be enough sales. Most people don't struggle with making it big enough, right? Most people have the opposite. They make it too big, okay? So you don't want too small, you don't want too big. Obviously, the reason you don't want too small, I think, is pretty obvious. Like if you got 100% market share of a 5-home market segment, not going to be enough to feed your family, right? Why do you want it not too big, though? Well, it's hard to be effective if the people you're communicating to, if the segment is too big, right? Hard to come up with a cohesive message, hard to have the time and money to get to that group of people, okay? Like if I started off trying to market as the realtor for all 250,000 residents in Arlington, as opposed to the 200 condo units I picked in one particular building, wouldn't have been as impactful. Like I like to use the analogy of know, if you have a baseball and you throw it against the side of a glass building, not much is going to happen. But if you threw it into a house window or a car window or, a small window, it's gonna break through. So having a segment that is not too big is gonna allow you to actually apply maximum force, right, to an area that it'll make an impact on. All right, you're gonna wanna analyze the different segments, look at the turnover in there. Okay, make sure it's not too big, not too small, make sure there's enough turnover. Make sure that there's not too many dominant agents, right? If there's three or four dominant agents, look for one that has one or two, or better yet, none, which was the case for me. All right, which I'll give you a hint here. If you find a community, condos, townhomes, single families, that is 2 to 3 years old, go get it. All right. Most likely, no dominant agent yet. Because what normally happens, builder, developer sells it, they move on, that agent moves on to another new condo project. Very, very few new condo salespeople, new development people, like, maintain the relationships. All right. So, even though I was in a very established area and lots of established agents, starting off in a condo building that just come up on resale meant no dominant agent in there. I got 50% of the market share that first year, and then got a lot of buyers and sellers in adjacent condos, townhomes, right? So once you've picked your target segment, and hopefully I gave you some ideas on how to do that, next part is positioning, the P, right? Positioning. How do you position yourself as someone that can add unique, sustainable value to that group, right? Typically, it's going to come in one of three ways, right? You're going to save them time, save them money, save them stress. Different variations of that. But look at how you can position yourself to that segment to add unique value, as a market expert, as someone that can find off-market homes, right? As someone that has a network of buyers looking to come in there, right? So figure out, how do I position myself? How do I communicate that message effectively, right? So you got to develop two things. Marketing that someone could glance at and not ask a question and know, right? Like if it fell on the bathroom floor and they just looked at it, they would understand what it meant, right? And then you need to pass the elevator test, right? If you were in an elevator, someone's like, "Hey, what do you do?" And if you just say like, "Yeah, I'm a real estate agent," that's hard. If you're like, "Oh, I'm a real estate agent that specializes in condos in this area. I help people that want to move up by connecting them with buyers ahead of time and finding them off-market deals so that they can make the move seamlessly and for the and save the most amount of money." Right? You need to develop the elevator pitch. You need clear and concise marketing, and then you need to hammer that channel, right? Once you have your segment, you need to communicate that marketing message to them multiple channels, multiple ways, multiple frequencies. Don't let up. That's the hill that you're gonna fight for. Once you get that, it's a lot easier to get adjacent segments, to put a box around it, right? To kind of automate it. Think about like when a plane is taking off, right? It uses lots of energy to get down the runway and get off, and then it can kind of cruise a little bit, right? It's not full throttle. Now you still have to monitor things. Make sure you're on the right course, right? Look at the gauges, look at the instruments, check in, all that. But you don't have to do the same initial power that it took to break through. So that is the STP process. Guarantee you, if you do this, if you take a systematic approach to defining your market, picking the market segment that you want to go after, and positioning yourself to that group, right? And being consistent with communicating to that group, you will get business. So thank you for tuning into this episode. By the way, as I mentioned up front, I wrote an entire book on this, right? This episode was just a little glimpse. The Hyperlocal, Hyperfast Real Estate Agent. All the tips, strategies, techniques I used to sell 22 million plus in my first year of the business. Listen to it on Audible. Download it on Kindle. Buy the paperback book. You can also go to Hyperfast Free Book and get it for free. And get the companion guide. It's a workbook. It tells you exactly how to like walk through and do this process and a whole lot more. All right. So thank you for tuning into this episode. By the way, if you want to get access to tons of free coaching, Get the support, the training, the tools you need to sell more homes. Carrie and I would love to do that with you at eXp Realty. When you partner with us there, we're going to show you how to sell more homes and get more gross commission income. But better yet, we're going to show you how to keep more of it, right? Make sure you're not paying your broker too much. Make sure you got your expenses right. And even better yet than all of that, we're going to show you the path to build recurring passive income. It's a proven path that we will show you exactly step by step how to do, how to build. So if you want to take your business to the next level at eXp Realty, I'd love to chat with you. All you need to do, text me on my cell phone, 703-638-4393. Again, that's 703-638-4393. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. I will see you next time.